Cliff Kingsbury joining us right now. Cliff, thanks for the time. What are your impressions of your first NFL draft so far?
It was fast and furious. You know, the thing moves fast, and there's all sorts of calls going on in that room. And so I was really impressed with the way Steve handled everything and our other scouts.
Coach, when did you determine that Kyler Murray was going to be the pick for the Arizona Cardinals?
It was a very thorough process with everyone, you know, Steve and Michael and our entire scouting department. So, you know, I'm not going to get into when we finalized that pick, but we took a hard look at everybody and seemed like got in front of everybody who could have possibly been in the top 15 picks and interviewed them and got around them and got to know them. So I felt really good about the process, how thorough it was, and glad we got the guy that we came to consensus with was our guy.
Coach, does Kyler Murray know your offense right now? I mean, does he know your offense?
I think he'll have a very good feel. I know he'll have a very good feel for it. Now, terminology, some things will be different, but he'll pick it up quick. He's played in a similar system since, you know, high school, and so I think conceptually a lot of things will be very close.
How much input did you have, Coach, on what was going to happen with this first overall pick?
It's hard to say. It's not like I came in here banging on the table or anything of that nature. You know, Steve and Michael, they have a process in place, and we have a tremendous scouting department who vetted and researched every player that could have been that guy. And we came to a consensus that he was the best fit for the organization at this time, and lucky to have him.
Cliff, for, you know, as long as you've been after Kyler Murray in different areas, I mean, have you taken a step back to just think how crazy it is and how the events had to all come together where now you're the head coach of an NFL team with the first pick and this is your quarterback now?
Yeah, it's pretty surreal, I think, when you kind of look at how it's all played out. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. I'm a big believer in that, and I'm just glad it turned out this way.
Coach, the Josh Rosen dynamic has to be a difficult one, you know, with the drafting of Kyler Murray and now not really sure what's going to happen with Josh. How do you handle it at this point? Do you just wait to see what happens tomorrow? Have you spoken with Josh at all tonight?
I have spoken with Josh, and he's been phenomenal throughout this entire process and, you know, had a great week of veteran minicamp. Thought he, you know, led like a pro's pro and executed at a high level, and you can see why he was a top 10 pick and is going to be a really good player in this league. And so I don't expect that to change.
So if Josh Rosen is here, how much do you expect your offense to change?
You know, we build our offense around that player, and whoever it is, we're going to adapt to his strengths and play to his strengths and make sure we have things in that he feels comfortable with and can execute at a high level. And so, you know, it's tailor-made to whatever quarterback we deem as our starter. We're going to build it around him and make sure we're doing things to help him succeed.
Cliff, there's obviously been this thought, and it's come to fruition tonight, that, I mean, Kyler Murray might be the best guy to step in and run your offense. Does he have enough weapons yet to do what you ultimately envision this team doing?
No question. You know, I've said it a bunch of times, but we're going to do what we do best on offense based upon our personnel. So if we have to get in big sets and run the football a ton and do that, then that's what we're going to do. If we need to spread people out and throw it around because that's what we're better at, then we're going to attack that way. But we're going to find what we're really good at and try to master that.
Coach, were you won over by Kyler Murray just from what you knew of him, or was there some part of the process over the last couple of months that had you that made him win you over?
I think hearing about the impact he had at OU and how he handled himself while he was a backup and the things he did to impact that program from a leadership standpoint, talking to his coaches, talking to his teammates, that was a big step, I think, for all of us in this evaluation process.
Coach, having Kyler Murray and Josh Rosen on the roster right now, if in fact these guys are competing against each other, do you worry about that? Do you worry about that in the locker room, Coach?
No, you don't. You know, competition, that's the name of the game in the NFL. Everybody knows that. As soon as you get drafted, you know, that organization is looking for the guy to replace you and find a better player. And everybody knows that stepping into the business is no same. I mean, it's no different on the coaching front. And so it's a great motivator to be able to come in every day and be pushed and have great players around you. And so that's what we feel like we're creating here.
Coach, you never want to be in a position where you have the first overall pick, mainly because you don't want to go through the previous year. I mean, you didn't have to do that, but to step in and to control the entire draft for the last couple months, do you feel like you guys exhausted every possible option and you like the way this has turned out so far?
I do. You nailed it. I hope we never have the first pick again. If we do, I won't be the head coach here, I'm sure. So it was a incredible process, and I tip my hat to Steve and Michael and all that they put into it, and now let's continue to have a solid draft.
Let's look ahead to the second round. There's a lot of options out there. There's some good players. Cody Ford, the tackle from Oklahoma, who Kylo's very familiar with. He's still there. A.J. Brown, the wide receiver. Do you see the organization going with another offensive player?
I'm not sure. There's some names on that board left that we had, you know, in our top 15 picks. And so we'll have to sit down as an organization and see who the best fit is, and we'll take it from there.
Coach, do you feel a sense of relief that it's over, that the first pick is made, you have some type of clarity going forward? Does it present you any relief?
I think more so just we don't have to talk about it anymore. You know?
Oh, man. I agree on that.
I know y'all are on that.
Do a talk show for 4 hours every single day.
I'm telling you. I can only imagine. But, no, I think all the smoke screens and all the, you know, dodging questions and, you know, beating around the bush, it's, you know, it's here now, and we got our guy, and we can all move forward.
Well, Cliff, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on your first round as an NFL head coach, and good luck tomorrow and this weekend, all right?
Thanks so much.
Bye, Coach. Thanks
a lot.